Welcome to NoSpinHomilies.com. I invite you to join me to reflect upon the homilies of Father Dan. Father Dan will challenge us to open our heart, mind, and soul to the Word of God. Father Dan will draw upon sacred scripture, along with art, literature, and the lives of the saints, to help us grow in our love and knowledge of the scripture. In doing so, we can become the living Word of God in this world. Now it is my pleasure to present to you No Spin Homilies.
The gospel for this weekend is about Jesus walking on the water. Yet, interesting enough, the key figure in this story is not Jesus, but Peter. The story picks up where we left off last week. Jesus has just fed the 5,000 people, and now he's dispersing them. He tells the apostles to get in the boat, to go to the other side of the lake, and that he will meet them there. Now, as the apostles do that, Jesus, it says, goes to a deserted place, and he prays. Now, this is very typical for Jesus, to go off on his own in a quiet place to pray. Jesus always felt the need to pray to the Father, and so should we. My friends, there is no way someone can say, I'm in a right relationship with God, yet I don't have time to pray. It's just like a married couple would say to one another, I'm in a great relationship with my husband or wife. You know, we have a very strong and healthy marriage. Yet I only speak to my spouse maybe once a week, or maybe a few times a month. Yet we've got a great marriage. Well, wrong. What I've always told people is faith is about relationship with God. If you look at any healthy marriage, one critical component that contributes to the health and strength of that marriage is communication. A husband and wife are constantly communicating with each other several times a day, not just a few times a month. Our relationship with God should mirror that. Remember, I always taught faith is about relationship with God, and a vital and integral component of that relationship is communication. And therefore, we must pray and pray always. Follow the example of Jesus Christ. Every day we should find our own deserted place, whether it's in the car on the way to work in the morning, or when you're working outside in the garden, or your deserted place can be early in the morning when everyone else in the house is asleep. Go to that place and pray. If Jesus thought it was important enough to do so himself, so should we. Pray, and pray often. Now, the story continues. The apostles get into the boat, and they begin to make their way across the lake. Now, one thing that we have to know is that sailing in the ancient world was a very dangerous way to travel. Why? Because of the unpredictable storms that would kick up. That's why so many ships in the ancient world would navigate by simply hugging the shoreline. They would just sail parallel to it, never straying that far off from shore. Yet in the gospel, the apostles have strayed off from shore. And now, an unpredictable storm has kicked up, and they are being tossed about. Now appreciate the symbolism here. The apostles gathered in the boat represent our church. The storm that they are encountering represents chaos, a chaos that will toss our church about throughout the centuries. And our church has, throughout its history, been tossed about. For example, in the first three centuries of our church, we had the persecutions. In the 12th century, we had the Great Western Schism. In the 16th century, we had the Reformation. Throughout our church history, we have been tossed about. Yet in all those different times of chaos, it was Jesus Christ who always came to rescue our church during these times of crises. Well, the same thing is going to hold true in this story. It says, at the fourth watch, Jesus came to them. The fourth watch is between 3 and 6 a.m., the darkest part of the night, enduring the worst part of the storm. Yet Jesus comes now to rescue the apostles. At first, the apostles are terrified. They don't know that it is Jesus who is approaching them. Yet once they find out, Peter is no longer afraid. Better yet, Peter now gets out of the boat. And upon the command of Jesus Christ, Peter now begins to walk on the water. Now this is important. Christ commands Peter to come to him. In doing so, Christ is giving now Peter the power to walk on the water. My friends, the symbolism here is rich and powerful. With the power of Christ in our life, we can overcome any chaos in our lives. Now, that chaos can come in many different forms. Chaos in our life can come in the form of depression and anxiety. Maybe it can come in the form of strained relationships with family or friends. Maybe stress at work. Maybe poor health or an unexpected diagnosis. Whatever form the chaos comes in some ways it's inevitable. We will always have challenges in our life. Yet the key is to focus on Christ like Peter did. Notice, as Peter is walking on the water towards Jesus, he is able to do so with complete attention upon Christ. There's nothing distracting him. Nothing comes between him and Christ. Peter's complete focus is on Jesus and Jesus alone. We too must have our attention directed to Christ. Our whole life must be ordered to Jesus, such that nothing stands between us and Christ. Our complete attention and focus must be on Jesus Christ. My friends, then we can overcome and walk over the chaos that is in our life. A great example of this is a few years ago, I had the privilege to minister to a very young woman who had MS. And it was quite severe, such that her arms and legs were so contracted that she could no longer move them. She was bedridden. Yet she did not allow the chaos of the MS to defeat her. When I would visit her, she would always speak to me about the presence of God in her life and how Christ gave her the courage and the strength to persevere day in and day out. This young woman's attention was focused clearly on Jesus Christ. Her life was ordered to Jesus. Now, because of that, she had the power of Christ to walk on the chaos of her illness. Whatever is the chaos that we are encountering right now in our life, whatever form it takes, with the power of Jesus Christ, we too can walk over it and overcome it. The story continues. Peter now looks away. His attention is on something other than Christ. Now he's focused on the storm, on the wind, the waves, the lightning, the rain. The result, he begins to sink. When we encounter chaos in our life, the worst thing that could possibly happen to us is we turn away from Christ. Our complete attention is no longer focused on Christ, and instead, it's focused on something other in this world, something other than Christ. What happens to us? We too, like Peter, sink in the midst of our chaos. The chaos in our life will get the best of us, and we will feel like we are about to drown within it. Yet what happens next in the story? And this is important. Peter calls out to Jesus, and he says, "Lord, save me." Now, it's very interesting. Peter could have very well called out to his apostles, "Bring the boat around and pick me up." Yet he calls specifically for Jesus. He knows that Christ and only Christ alone can rescue him. My friends, we too must recognize this, that Christ is the only one who can save us from drowning in our own chaos. Therefore, we must call out to Christ so that he can stretch out his arm and catch us from drowning. We must call out to Christ in prayer, at Mass, and during the sacrament of reconciliation, confession. It is during those occasions that we cry out to God and echo the words of Peter, "Lord, save me." And Christ will. He will stretch out his arm and catch us. The story continues. Jesus grabs Peter and brings him successfully into the boat. And then he turns to Peter and he says, "O ye of little faith, why did you doubt?" Now, I don't think that Jesus is trying to admonish Peter. I don't think he's trying to ridicule or criticize him. I think what Christ is really asking Peter is, "Did you really think that I would allow you to drown? Did you really think that I would allow any harm to come to you? Don't you know that I will protect you always?" Friends, I think it's important for us to take comfort in those words. Why did you doubt? Don't you know that I wouldn't allow anything to harm you? Allow those words to resonate deep within your heart, your mind, and your soul, because those are the words of pure truth and love. That's why the scripture passage from Paul's letter to the Romans that we heard last week now again comes alive for us and reveals just how powerful Jesus' love is for us. Jesus' love can overwhelmingly overcome anything in this world, and it's a love that will never be taken away from us. And it's that love that now calls out to us, "Come, draw closer to Christ." My friends, the spiritual lesson that the gospel is teaching us for this weekend is rich and deep. When we are focused on Jesus Christ, when our complete attention, our life is ordered to Christ, Christ gives us the power to walk over, to overcome any chaos that we are experiencing in our life. And yet, if our attention is turned away for some reason, if we begin to sink into the midst of our own chaos, if we sometimes have doubt, then it is the love of Jesus Christ that will grab us and rescue us from drowning in that chaos. And yet, we are reassured that Jesus' love will always be there for us. We will never be separated from it. And it is a love that will never allow any harm to come to us. My friends, I strongly encourage you, take this gospel to prayer this weekend. Put yourself in the place of Peter and allow Jesus Christ to command you, "Come, come towards me and receive my power." And may the grace and the peace of Jesus Christ rest upon you always.